Amen to that. Thank you, Herb. Good morning, everybody. Good to see you this morning. So, for those of you that may not know this, last week I was across the planet in Albania, and so this morning I want to share with you what I experienced. Now, let me just say at the outset that this is not like a missions report. Because this is more of, I want to share with you the power of what God is doing in Albania and how He is using the Maryville Church to help invest in that work. I tend to be kind of a skeptical person. And it's hard for me to fully kind of embrace something as being really great unless I personally experience it myself. And I know some of you are probably that way because you've heard over the years that the Maryville Church has partnered with the church in Albania and that we have been sending, you know, financial help and we've sent people over there and many of you have traveled there and have invested in the work there. But for many of us that have not been, it just looks like a line item on the budget. And we hear, you know, Tom Langley get up and when he does the communion, he'll say, you know, the Christians in Albania observed the Lord's Supper 6 hours ago, which they did. And we think, well, that's kind of neat. But it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And if you're like me, you may be kind of a bit skeptical as to like, well, how much of that money really is doing a lot of good? I mean, how can we really know? Well, I want to say to you this morning that my objective in what I want to share with you in the next few minutes is to, I'm not going to try to like be over the top and like try to fabricate excitement in your heart for this. I just want to share with you and hopefully through some pictures and through some videos, I want you to get a glimpse of what I experienced this past week and you be the judge as to whether or not God is doing amazing things in the country of Albania. And you be the judge as to whether or not the money and the resources and the people that we have sent to Albania is a good investment or not. And whether or not we might ought to consider doing more because of what is happening in this country and the world for God's kingdom. So, with that said, I want to take you on a bit of a trip. So I left from Tyson Airport and flew to Charlotte and then flew across the North Atlantic and we landed in Rome. And from Rome, then we took a short little jump over the Adriatic Sea to Albania. You can see here, you'll see Italy, you see Greece there, and then right beside, between the two, is there Albania, and we flew into the capital city, which is Tirana. And so that kind of gives you a little bit of a world view as to where in the world we're talking about when we talk about Albania. I must tell you that, you know, I was a good student in school, and I paid attention in geography and world history and all of that, but sometimes that kind of fades from view, and for a long time when I heard people talk about Albania, I kind of had it in the wrong place in the world in my mind. So maybe that kind of helps you to see this is a real place, of real people on our planet, and kind of give you an idea of where it is. So here's kind of a map, and so some places that maybe you're a little bit more oriented to. You see, of course, Italy here, where our own Hannah and her husband are now located there in Italy. You'll see that over here to the left. And then right over here, of course, is Albania and Tirana, Greece down here to the south. This is the Adriatic Sea right in between. And so that's kind of a current map that tells you in the world today where we're talking about. Now let me show you a map in the time of the first century, the Roman Empire. You'll see here, of course, all the way over here to the right is Jerusalem, and here's the Holy Land where, of course, Jesus lived. And then Paul took the gospel message to lots of different places. And so you see coming right over here is the area of Macedonia and Achaia and Greece. And so right in here is the places where Paul would have taken the gospel to places like Corinth. All right, so that's where you see it. And then Athens, Greece, of course, as well, is right in here. Now, of course, Italy is over here with Rome to the right, where Paul would have gone to be tried. But then right over here, this says Illyricum here, but really kind of Illyricum went down the coastline here by the Adriatic Sea. Illyricum is a very noteworthy place for the purposes of what I'm going to share with you today. Because in Acts chapter 15 and verse 19, the story of the early church says that Paul from Jerusalem and other gospel evangelists, they took the message of Jesus all the way around to Illyricum and fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. Well, what is the significance of Illyricum? Illyricum is the place where Albania is today. And in the first century, the gospel was being proclaimed all the way to the borders of Illyricum. And so the gospel would have reached this place in the early centuries. But then as time goes on, things change. The Ottoman Empire in their conquest in the 14th century shifted Albania away from being largely a Christian nation comprised of Catholic and Greek Orthodox to mainly being a Muslim nation, at least in the affiliation of the minds of the people. They became predominantly a Muslim nation in their religious orientation. As time continued to move on, Albania comes under communist rule. Think about the time of the Iron Curtain. Think about when communism was a predominant force in Russia and other places in the world during the time of the World Wars. Well, Albania comes under communist rule, and religion is officially outlawed in the nation, and it is one of the few places in the world where the official religion of the nation was atheism, no religion. And so that happened, and over the course of like 40 years or plus, there was no official religion, and it was an atheistic nation. Well, with the collapse of communism, a great opportunity arose in the early to mid-1990s. An opportunity for people to once again fully proclaim the message of the gospel of Christ in Illyricum, in the country of Albania. With that great opportunity, there were some individuals that saw what was happening in those places in the world, like Albania, and they said, "We have got to capitalize on this opportunity." There were people like Bill McDonough, who is with Partners in Progress, is one of the first people to go in to begin to open doors of opportunity. And others began to follow. Dick Eady with WEI, World English Institute. He finishes up some courses that are designed to be able to teach the English language. Now, when you hear that, you think, okay, what's the deal with that? Here's the deal. Many people in places like Albania and others desperately want to learn the English language because it is the language of commerce. It is the language of so much opportunity in the world today. And so they want to be able to learn a second or a third language. They want English to be that language. And so Dick Eady and others with World English Institute said, okay, since we know people want to learn English, what if we design an English course, and we advertise it in local newspapers in places like Albania and capitalize on that desire? And then when people contact us and say, yes, we want to go through a course to learn English, we tell them, okay, we have a course, we want to get you enrolled, but you need to know the way that we're going to teach you English is by introducing you to the Bible. Well, that was of interest, a curious interest to a lot of people in a predominantly atheistic nation as well. Well, you know, whether or not you believe it, but I want to know this Christian worldview and come to understand and be a little bit more educated about the Bible. And so these courses are fully completed by Dick Eady, and many people began to utilize this approach to be able to share. The objective is share the Bible. Share Jesus. But what first gets people is the idea of, well, I want to learn English. And as they begin to learn English, they begin to learn the Bible, and then the light bulbs start to come on, and they begin to understand what God is calling them to do, and many begin to obey the gospel message. Some of the first ones, you didn't know I had some of these old pictures, did you, Artan? Artan over here to the left, a few years ago, Artan and Angel were some of the first ones converted. They had, and forgive me, Artan, if I get some of this. I'm doing my best to gather all this and process all this information. But my best understanding, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe you can talk with him too. But Artan and some others had fled Albania and had gone to Romania as refugees. And it was in Romania that that Artan and Angel were converted to the gospel of Jesus. In the middle here is Ellen Walker, who is an American missionary to now in Albania that we support, by the way. And Ellen was there. I got to spend time with Ellen. But they were converted in Romania and then went back to Albania with a desire to want to establish the church in their homeland. And they did. Artan joined. And I point out Artan because you know Artan, but there were others as well. But I'm highlighting Artan, and I didn't tell him I was going to do this, but I'm doing this so that you see how much this church in Maryville is very much connected to the work in Albania in a great way. And so here's a face among us. It was on the front end, one of the first converts in modern times after the fall of communism, and Artan and many others joined with teachers in saying, we're going to establish the church in the capital city of Albania in Tirana, and establish the church. They did. Some of the first baptisms here depicted in this picture were taken place in the early 1990s, people coming to a belief in Jesus and some of the becoming Christians in those days. Some others came to help, like Tom and Angie Langley and their family came to Albania to be able to help in this effort. There were others as well. Here's a picture that Bill didn't know that I had. Ellen Walker, by the way, you can blame Ellen because Ellen gave me some of these pictures, Tom, so this is where these came from. Others like Bill Morgan began to see the opportunity in Albania and went to help and teach the church there. And Bill has made many trips, as well as Tom and many of you in here as well, Randy Winstead and Wendy and their daughters, and too many to mention, many others that I see among you that went, especially in the 90s, to be able to help with the work there and get it going. So why is that important? Because Maryville has a direct investment in the church in Albania. Just like what Paul said in Philippians 1 and verse 5 when he said, he prays this prayer to the church at Philippi. By the way, Philippi is not too far. You can drive to Philippi from Tirana. Maybe 6-7 hours drive, maybe a little more, 8 hours maybe, drive to Philippi. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 5, Paul wrote these words. He said, I've always prayed with joy because of the partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Pretty much from the early days of this new era of the church's presence, the kingdom of God in Albania, from the early days, the Maryville church has been having a partnership with the church in Albania. And so I just want to tell you that when you put money in the collection plate, and you see on the budget that we have money going to missions, and you hear people talk about Albania, we are directly involved in that work, and it is, I have the words to impress on you how much that this is money well spent. Because the people of Albania are such a warm and welcoming people, and such a curious people. And the church, although right now it's much larger than it has been, although it is still, for a nation, is still rather small, it is strong. I was so impressed with the strength of faith in these people and in their leadership, the ministers in these churches. So this picture here shows you where the Tirana Church meets. It's also where the offices of World English Institute are located. This building that you see here was an original structure that they wanted to demolish and build a new church building, but the codes of the city would not allow them to, but they said you can build on top of it. So they renovated what was there and built on top of it several other levels, and much of this is thanks to the contributions, not completely, but a large majority of contributions from the Maryville Church. From our congregation helped to construct this church building. And one of the brothers there, Eric, came to me, pulled me aside, and he said, Jonathan, he spoke very good English, but it was with very much of an Albanian accent. And he says to me, he says, Jonathan, when you go back, I want you to tell the church in Maryville how that we do not take for granted the money that you have sent to make this building possible. We are so, so thankful that we have a place to be able to meet and to be able to do ministry. And we wouldn't have it if it were not for the contribution of the church in Maryville. That's why this building is here. And so this is where the church meets. This is where lots of ministry takes place. This is where the offices of World English Institute are housed. And so when people throughout Albania want to do lessons in English, much of the work is done and sent out from this location. Now, I had the opportunity, I arrived on Monday and was kind of completely disoriented because of the flight for like a day. I didn't know what world I was in on Tuesday, but then finally kind of got acclimated. And on Wednesday, was able to visit with the church when they came together for their evening gathering. Now, I was blessed to be able to be there when they were doing something a little bit different. Because Ellen Walker, who is one of the missionaries that we support, American missionary that we support, that works there with the Tirana Church, she works with a lot of ladies' ministries, she works with the children, she works with WEI and does Bible studies with folks. But she has a passion for children, and so she has been working on a program to be able to work with and teach children that are invited from the community into the church, and she does lessons with them, various types of lessons, and they work on their English skills, and so they had a program where they brought the kids in to demonstrate what they've been learning, and parents, many of which are not Christians from the community, came to this assembly to see what the kids had been learning. And so I want to show you a brief video. They sang songs, that some of which you'll recognize, and they recited memory verses, and they did skits that showed that they had learned Bible stories. It was a really powerful and moving assembly, but I want to show you just a brief video of it. So you see that they're learning. I mean, these children are learning about the power of Jesus, and they're learning about Christianity, and they would not have otherwise. I mean, you want to talk about changing the trajectory of a nation. Influence the children of a nation for Christ, and what a huge difference that will make, and that's because of the effort that's being made. So I was able to then go to not only visit the Tirana Church, but I was asked to speak in the 8th annual church retreat that happened in Durres on the coast of the Adriatic Sea, which you'll see just right over here. And in the city of Durres, all the congregations in Albania, there are 11 of them now, 11 congregations, all came together. Many representatives, many Christians from all those congregations, and all the ministers from those congregations came together for a retreat. And I got to meet all of the different ministers. So here's Bledi, who has been here. He's the minister for the Tirana Church. Ellen Walker, who also works with the Tirana Church. And by the way, the Maryville congregation helps to support many of these ministers, and we fully sponsor at least 4 different churches in Albania. These churches are in existence because of our help financially and through our prayers and through sending people to teach. It's because of what you're doing that the church is there, and so it's such an encouraging partnership to be a part of. This is Chimmy, who is the minister at the Duras Church, and his wife. We were able to visit that congregation on our way to the retreat. And Alfred, who is at the Duras Adriatic Church. There's another congregation near the beach, and Alfred is there. And there's Ilir from the Elbasan Church, and Albert Seppi, who has also been here in the last several years, from the Korcha Church. And Tom Bonner, who we support, from the Lushnia Church. And Altine from the Fier Church. And Harilla, who was on the front page of our bulletin, he and his wife, a few weeks ago, with the Kachova Church, was there as well. As well as Gazim from Majat. And then also from the Polishkan Church, we have the minister from there. And I'm not even going to try his name. I've been trying it for a while. And Artan, say it for us, good and loud. Jafar. See, the X makes a J sound. We should know that. Jafari. Yeah. Jafari. That's even better, right? And there's Eddie from the Vlor Church. And, okay, I already had that one. That's another one. So we went to the Hotel Adriatic. It was a beautiful hotel on the Adriatic Sea where the retreat was held in Duras. And so it was there that we all assembled together in the conference room for the majority of the retreat. And I want to show you now a couple of videos back to back that gives you a flavor of the retreat. Because I know they sang deep and wide in English, but most of the singing that was done was in Albanian. And you say, well, how is that going to impress me? Because you will recognize all of these songs. Although you don't speak Albanian, you'll immediately recognize them. I'm going to show you one song that we sang together, and then a new song that, like we have just recently learned, they are now learning too. And then you're going to see a video that during the retreat, while the adults were doing their part, the children were having a program in another part, and at the end of the retreat, the children came up and they showed us what they'd been learning, their scripture memorization, the songs that they had sung, and they did a little program for us. Let me back up. I skipped past one here. Here we go. They're learning Highly Exalted, which we've recently learned as well. And you say, how in the world do they know this? Because our own Artan translates the songs we're singing here into Albanian and sends it over. They learn the songs, and an entire nation is singing new songs of praise because our brother Artan does a tremendous service translating these into the Albanian language.
For seeing your change, your change of all fair, and the for so let the hedges say, ask your fight, ask your much be no good, Betty. The better of the rest of me, she boy, the boy can help me. Me from
came out.
Bravo.
That, of course, is Bledy, who we support, and one of his three children.
Miser. Wow.
They're reciting their scripture verse. Isn't that great? Absolutely, absolutely. It is so encouraging to see what God is doing in the people of this country. I just had to show you this one because that was so funny. I was zooming in trying to take some pictures of the kids, and this one in the front, this is Liam, who is the middle of Bledy and Bona's three children. And one of their other children is back here in the back with this shirt on, but I kind of cut his head off. But I wanted to take a picture of Liam there. I thought it was so funny. He was having such a good time. So the speakers for the retreat, there were three. I was one, of course, and then also Igor. And Igor is right here to the right of me. He's from Russia. Wonderful, wonderful individual. It's the first time I'd ever met him. And you could just tell he's so humble and so full of the Spirit. He's from St. Petersburg, Russia, works with the church there, and he was one of the speakers as well. And then to the far right over here is Demetrius from Greece, and he works there with the church in Athens, Greece, with some other brothers there, and they're very involved with some of the work with study abroad with Harding University. And so he was one of the speakers as well. Of course, this is Artan to the left, and Chimmy right here as well with the Duris Church, and Artan, of course, Bledy with the church in Tirana. When you walk in after the retreat, we went back to Tirana, and on Sunday a week ago today in the morning, I walked in and got to be a part of the worship at the Tirana Church. When you first walk in, the office there is the offices for the church and also for WEI, which you see depicted here. And I got to meet somebody. This is Romira's mother. And she was there for worship. She greeted me as soon as I came in to the... She knew who I was, and she found me, and she gave me a hug, and we got to share some time together through a translator. Got to spend some time there with each other, and so it was a pleasure to meet her. Downstairs in the building is the fellowship hall. This is where they have their fellowship meals and those kinds of things, but also there are classrooms down there as well. I got to sit in with the teenage Bible class during the Bible class hour that Bledy taught, and got to meet some of the teenagers there. They were talking about evangelism in that class and how to share what they've now learned with others, their friends and others at school, about Jesus. And so it was a really fantastic class I was able to be a part of. Here's the Sunday worship.
Yeah.
this one.
Prophet of the old
There were a couple of things about the experience in Albania that really impacted me deeply, one of which was just how warm and welcoming and family-like it was to be among the Albanian people, generally, but especially the Albanian church. If you ever have any interest in saying, you know, maybe I would like to go over sometime and maybe do some studies with using WEI or maybe visit the church there. We want to try to create more interest in the church here, in people making some of those trips. We've made trips in the past. We want to make trips in the future. And I'll tell you this, sometimes there's some apprehension to go to a foreign land, to an unknown context. What am I going to find there? Every time I've traveled, I've had a little bit of that nervousness. But let me just tell you, if you have any interest at all in going to Albania, you will find the most warm welcome. When I went there, it was like I was at home. It was so easy. They were so hospitable, so welcoming. And I commented on that to Bledi, and I said, man, it's so easy to be here. And he said, well, over coffee one day, he said, well, I'll tell you what Bill Morgan tells people. And I got my attention. I thought, oh, what does Bill Morgan tell people? He says, Bill Morgan tells people, I will only ask you to go to Albania once. And after you go once, you'll want to go back. I think that's true, Bill. Bill's been more times than I can count. And it was wonderful. So that was one thing. The second thing that really greatly impressed me was the singing. I hope you got a little bit of a taste of it here. Of course, it's hard to get a taste just watching a video and not actually being present. It's all the more powerful being present. But I was just so impressed with the energy with which the church sang. Now, their culture is very much a singing and dancing culture, so that's not much of a stretch. But man, the Christians just love to sing, and they sing with great gusto and great enthusiasm. And you can maybe got a little bit of a taste of that. How much they love to sing, and their worship leaders that led, you can see leading with such excitement and such joy on their faces, and just bringing their praise to God. It was just such an inspiring thing to be a part of. I had to get this little snapshot here. This is a brother that I got to meet that is just such a joy. I got to spend quite a bit of time with him, and he's a real cut up. We had a lot of fun time together. This was after the worship service. We went down for a fellowship meal. And by the way, if you decide to ever go make a trip to visit the Christians in Albania, you're going to love the food. The food is fantastic. It is the best of Italian and the best of Greek food all rolled into one. And so I ate really well, enjoying that time and fellowship with the Christians there and the table fellowship that we had together. This was during the fellowship meal. Got to spend time with some of the men that have been a part of that church for many years. These men will be the future leaders of this church. They, in many respects, are the leaders even now. And so it was great to be able to hear them talk. So it was just a really great experience to be able to share this time with those believers there. And I just want to close by saying to you that whenever we as a church are praying for and keeping at the forefront of our minds the work in Albania, we are investing in the faith of a nation. It is so great because there are so many here, many of you that have made trips over. Many of the elders are keenly aware and have made personal sacrifices to make sure that the work in Albania thrives. And now we have Artan as the ministry leader over our missions committee, who has a keen interest in the work in Albania. And I love it because It's so much more meaningful whenever a church like Maryville says, we want to specifically target a place in the world and be in partnership with them. I have been a part of churches where congregations, and it's not bad, it's just I don't think it's best, where congregations say, we want to be involved in mission work, and so anybody that comes along, they try to do what they can, and so they send 25 different checks for $50 a piece a month to 25, 30 different mission works across the world, and I'm sure those missionaries are glad to get that support. But it's almost like we can pat ourselves on the back and say we're involved in mission work because we're sending money to faceless places. I think the approach here is so much better, where we have strategically identified a few places in the world, Albania being one of the primary ones, that we say we're going to enter into a partnership with that work. So the Maryville Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and the church in Albania have a strong connection and partnership where we are investing in that work to build the faith of a nation. And so as we move forward as a church, I am hopeful, with a lot of prayer, with God's help, with the thoughtful direction of our shepherds, that we will increase even more our partnership by sending human resource help through teachers and through those that would like to visit to encourage the church there, that it would be a point that we send people over, by increasing the amount of the money that we contribute to help the church there in our budget. But then also, just by keeping it at the forefront, that whenever we worship together, we are worshiping with those Christians there too. And to spend time in thought and prayer for God to continue to kindle the work of the church in Albania so that it would thrive and grow even more. It is such a worthwhile work. I don't know how to say it any stronger to you. That's the reason I started the way that I did. I can be a skeptical person. And I'm just take my word for it. I've been there. I've seen it. You can feel so confident that what we are doing to help the church in Albania is a worthwhile work. And I'm so thankful that as a church, I'm a part of a church, and I work underneath the oversight of an eldership that has seen the value of being in this kind of partnership. I'm inspired by what God is doing in Albania. But I'll tell you this, not only did I come back inspired by what I saw there, I came back today feeling even more encouraged and thankful to be a part of this church because of what God is doing there. I am more in for Maryville having been to Albania than I was when I left, because I see what God is doing through you, through us, to make a difference in His world for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So today was not really like a convicting lesson or like a teaching lesson or even necessarily as much a report. What I wanted today to be was an affirmation, an encouragement, an inspiration to let you know that if you are a part of the Maryville Church and you're contributing to the work here, that you are a part of something great. And we're a part of something in a partnership that God is doing that is great in the nation of Albania too. So be encouraged and be thankful that your labor is not in vain. Your contributions are not in vain. God is using them to make a difference. So let's stand together. Would you stand with me? I don't really have like a formal invitation, but here's the thing. You might see this, some of this presentation today, and say, you know, wow, the world is much bigger than sometimes I think it is. The world is a big place. And God is doing big things in lots of places in His world. Because God's purpose is to bring the whole world into a knowledge of what He has done to save us. And you need to be a part of this worldwide movement. This movement of the kingdom of God. Because this world will pass away, friend, But God's kingdom will never fall. It will always be. And I want to ask you, are you a part of that kingdom? Have you believed in Jesus with all your heart? Have you repented of your sins and confessed Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life and be joined with Him in baptism where you express your full faith in who Jesus is and surrender your life to Him? If you need to do that and be a part of the kingdom in repentance and baptism, being born of water and the Spirit, today, now is the time. Maybe you need some study where you can ask some questions. Maybe you need prayers of encouragement. If we can help you, won't you respond and let us know what we can do to help as we all sing together.